Good to see everyone. Welcome, welcome. I had initially been thinking to address this evening as I've been doing in the past some halacha lemaisa coronavirus related shilas as they've been coming up in my role as a rav in the community. And I alluded to this this morning in shir, but then I got some feedback that not every shila I get in the context of my shul life is necessarily so relevant to the Talmidim and Yeshiva. And that feedback was prompted by the fact that the shila that I was looking into most recently, sadly related to coronavirus, is the shila of when one is sitting Shiva, when does Shiva begin? Does it begin as it ordinarily does after the burial, after the kavura? And you see, I lost someone already. That was quick. Or does it begin even earlier? So sadly, this shiloh, which I'm not going to get into at length now, is more relevant now than in the past, because sadly, with the limitations and restrictions being imposed on people and family members from going to funerals, it is far more common that someone loses a close relative and is unable to even attend the levaya. The shaila becomes, if you're not going to the levaya, you're not going to be at the kavura, and you are really just not participating at all in the planning of the levaya or in the kavura at all, when does your shiva begin? So it actually is a fascinating machlokas between the Netziv and his son-in-law, Raphael Shapiro, as to whether the shiva begins at the after the kavura or whether shiva begins right away. Raphael Shapiro writes that when his wife's father died, namely the Netziv, so he paskin for his wife, her father died in Warsaw, and she was not in Warsaw at the time, and he paskin for his wife that she should begin Shiva right away because she wasn't involved in the Kavura, wasn't going to the Kavura, and he paskin therefore Shiva begins right away. So that apparently is a famous machlokas in Hilchos Avelos, which, as I said, sadly is more of a commonly asked question now due to the unfortunate circumstances we find ourselves in. But having been convinced to not focus on that to any great extent, unless you tell me that you are interested in learning about it, we can perhaps go through the tshuvas inside. But otherwise, the other sugya which I was beginning to review and look into is perhaps most much to someone's delight, the sugya of Zmane Hayom, of when Ben Hashmashas begins and ends, and when Tzeis HaKochavim begins. Now, this was prompted by my involvement, as Rabbi Klayman himself is involved in the Smichas Chavim program. And by the way, Edmonton has featured very prominently in our discussions as one of the northernmost, as I said, Smichas Chavar program locations. So in our Tzeis HaKochavim Ben Hashmashas discussions, we've been all talking about, did you know that Radzin and Edmonton are actually more or less in the same latitude? Very chashiv. So who would have thought that Edmonton and the Chavetz Chaim have so much in common? So now every Smichas Chavar program this year in the world knows this, because Rabbi Klayman has announced this over the WhatsApp chat, that Edmonton and Radzin more or less, pretty much on the same Madrega, it's the wrong word to use for the latitude reference, 53 degrees, 54 degrees, okay, whatever the exact number happens to be. But just a quick review of some of the Makaros. Which is, of course, always relevant, always important, whether you view it as always interesting or not, that I can't speak for you, but certainly it's chashuv to know what the sugyas are all about. So a quick basic review, and lav dafka any major chidushim here, but let's take a look. So of course the yesodos of the sugya begin with a stira in Gemaras. That is, why am I not getting a clear picture here? Hold on, let me try to fix this here. A stira in Gemaras between the sugya in Shabbos Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, and the Sugya in Psachim, Daf Tzadi Dalet Amid Aleph. So a quick comment. The Gemara on Shabbos, Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, tells us, Tan Rabbanan Ben Ashmashos Sofik Min Hayom U'min HaLayla. Ben Ashmashos, we don't know. Is it part of the day and part of the night? Suffek kula min hayom, maybe it's entirely part of the day. Suffek kula min halayla, maybe it's entirely part of the night. And therefore, matilan oso l'chomer shnei yomim, you have to be machmer on both ends. Maybe it's min hayom, maybe it's min halayla, maybe it's a bit of both. Just as agav orcha, has anyone ever thought about or researched what ben hashmashos literally means? I mean, we know it all means twilight, you know, that transition period between, at least we assume it means between sunset and nightfall, according to most Rishonim. But what does the word mean? Ben Ashmashos? Anyone ever think about that? I didn't think about it until I was asked the question this week. And you know, you sometimes grow up with the most obvious assumptions, like, of course, Ben Ashmashos. It's something like Aleph Beis Gimel. And then someone asks you, what does that word mean? And all of a sudden, Ben Ashmashos between the suns? What does that mean? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, no,
I was really taken by surprise. First time I was asked the question, first time I was forced to think about it. And all of a sudden I was like, hey, that's a good point. What does that mean? Ben Ashmashos, the sons. What?
Shnei Hameoros.
Oh, so that was my first reaction. My first reaction was, oh, maybe, you know, the sun and the moon, Shnei Maoros, Maragadam, Marakatam. So Ben Ashmashos is really that period of time between the sun setting and the moon coming out in its full brightness. That was my initial assumption. Someone then dug up for me, but I didn't get a chance to catch the exact Maramakam, a Maharal who defines it as between the days, literally. But why does Ben Ashmashos mean the days? I mean, it makes sense that it means between the days. Why would Ben Ashmashos mean between the days?
Yeah,
sure, you can find the last year did. He found this Maharal somewhere. What? So I just thought, pointed out to you, it probably would be helpful to really track this down. Ben Ashmashos, what does that really mean? Ben Ashmashos. You know what it refers to, but what does the word actually mean? So, okay, let's leave that as an interesting aside. I think someone quoted me a Maharal that defines it as between the 2 days. Now, why does Ben Ashmashos imply the 2 days? Good question. That I don't recall offhand, but if you come up with it, I'd be curious to hear what the definition of Ben Ashmashos literally is. Okay. All right. Next. So now, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, once again, that Ben Ashmashos is Safik Men Hayom, Safik Men HaLayla. The Gemara then tells us, Ve'ezer ben Ashmashos. What is ben Ashmashos? So the Gemara says, it's mishatishka hachama, from when the sun sets. Kolzman shepre mizrach ma'adimin. So long as the eastern horizon is still red. Hichsif. Now, pre mizrach, I shouldn't say eastern horizon, Shiloh itself. Does that mean eastern horizon? Does that mean the western horizon? Right? Pashas, you would say that it means the west, where the sun has set. That's what you would assume it should mean, because that's where the sun is setting. But I think that itself is a shiloh. What does Pnei Mizrach refer to when we speak of Pnei Mizrach Ma'adimin? Okay, but we'll leave it for now as Pnei Mizrach Ma'adimin, when the Pnei Mizrach of the sky, of the horizon, is still reddish. All the Rashi says is that the redness of the sun is seen in the clouds. And then the Gemara says, Hichsev atachtem lehichsev ha'alyon, if part of the horizon darkens, it's still Ben Ashmashos. But once Hichsev ha'alyon v'hishvel atachtem zelayla, different Rebbe Yehuda, once the entire horizon darkens, that's considered already Laila. So says the Gemara. Okay, so by the way, Nate, are you doing Smichas Chavar in Edmonton already, or are you not? No?
No, I went to two classes, I think, about official Akum or whatever.
Oh, way back when. Okay, so you haven't just done this past week. Okay, just making sure. I just thought you might have tuned in and done this already just this past Sunday. Okay, fine, whatever it is. Okay. Fine, so Gemara says that so long as the horizon is still red, that's considered Bein Hashmashos. Once the horizon, top and bottom, the upper and lower horizon have darkened, so that already now is no longer Bein Hashmashos. Now it is Vadai Laila. So says the Gemara, quoting Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. Now, what does that mean? How long is that? That from when the sun sets, so long as the horizon is still reddish until the horizon darkens, that is all Bein Hashmashos, and Laila begins only when the horizon is now completely darkened. So what does that mean? So the Gemara itself tells us later on, that same Gemara, the Gemara here, tells us as follows. Lamedal Mabez again. The Itmar, it was said, Shir Bein Hashmashos Bekama. How long is this period of time from when the sun sets, so long as the horizon is still reddish until it totally darkens? Rabba B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel says, Shlosha Chelkei Mil. Shlosha Chelkei Mil. That the length of time that we just described as Bein Hashmashos is 3/4 of a mil. 3/4 of a mil. That's how long it takes for Bein Hashmashos from when the sun sets, so long as the horizon is still reddish, till the horizon completely darkens. That is all Bein Hashmashos. So the question, of course, is then, how long is this period of Bein Hashmashos? The Gemara says it's Shlosha Chelkei Mil, 3/4 of a mil. How long is 3/4 of a mil? That itself is an important Shaila. Perhaps the two most popular Shitos are that a mil, which refers to a distance, and it is measured in terms of how many minutes it takes to walk that distance for the average person. So there are a number of Shitos. Two of the most popular shittos as to how long a mil is number one, 18 minutes is a mil. Number two, 22 and a half minutes is a mil. Okay, those are two of the perhaps the most commonly quoted shittos as to how long a mil is. Now, just to look, for example, the Rama in Shulchan Aruch writes the following, just to jump down for a moment, in Reish Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph, Shulchan Aruch says, Savik Chasheicha Bu Bein Hashmashos, when you're not sure, is it dark yet, which is the Bein Hashmashos period, adds the Rama, Vahayna, that means, Kedei Shir Hiluch Gimel Revie Mil, Bein Hashmashos is the length of time it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil, Achash Gesachama, after sunset. And then Rama adds, "Veshir mil, hu shlish sha'a pachos chelek lamid." That the length of a mil, Rama writes, is 1/3 of an hour. That's 20 minutes, minus 1/30. Well, 1/30 of an hour is 2 minutes. So 20 minutes minus 2 minutes is 18 minutes. Rama here is telling us that the shear of a mil is 18 minutes. So writes the Rama here in Simen Reish Samach Aleph. Now, the truth is, I'm assuming this is Rama, although it's never good to make assumptions. I say that because in some editions of the Shulchan Aruch, they have like a Perish Hamilim written in the letters of the Rama, which if you look in the introduction of the Mechon Yerushalayim or Marashalah HaNechil Shulchan Aruch, they point out that those Perish Hamilim words that are written in the Shulchan Aruch in the Osios of the Rama are not necessarily the Rama. I'm assuming that this edition here, this little footnote here, I should say, is the Rama, in which case it seems like the Rama is paskening that a mil is 18 minutes. But I guess if I wanted to be very, very careful, I would take out that new edition of Shulchan Aruch. Do you have the new edition? That's the old edition. You have to take out the new one, right? The Marshal HaHanchil, the Machon Yerushalayim Marshal HaHanchil edition. They tell you exactly, you know, what's from what. Okay, that's a good idea. see if they make any indication that this is yes from the Ramah, not from the Ramah. The common assumption is this is the Ramah here, and that the Ramah is saying that the length of the meal is 18 minutes. Now, of course, this shear of the mill is relevant, not just legabe zmane hayom as far as Tetzach Kochavim and Shabbos is concerned. It also comes up legabe Hilchos Pesach, when you know you have to watch out for the shear chimutz as to when the dough that is being kneaded becomes chametz. And there as well, the mill is mentioned, and this same discussion as to, well, what is the shear mill that would be concern of chametz is raised there as well. If I can find it quickly here, here we go. In Tuf Nun Tes Sif Beis, I'll pull it up for you over here. Tuf Nun Tes Sif Beis. Let's pull this up right here. Tuf Nun Tes Sif Beis. Hold on. Tuf Nun Tes Sif Beis. Shulchan Aruch writes the following. Bimhinicho below Asek Shir Mil. If you leave the dough untended to for the length of the amount of time, which is a mil, it becomes chametz, says the Shulchan Aruch. A shear mill, what is the length of a mill? Have a revius shah, a quarter of an hour, 15 minutes. The chelik me'esrim min ha'shah, and a 20th of the hour. That's 3 minutes. 15 plus 3 is 18. So far, so good. Okay? So far, we're consistent. Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, seemingly say that the shear of a mill is 18 minutes. Now, let's take a look for a moment. The Mishnah Berurah here comments that the mill is 18 minutes. In Bir Halacha, he writes that legabe melicha as well. The shear for how long you have to salt your meat is 18 minutes. Kedei shear hiluch mil. But there he says, not so fast, because there, the longer you wait, the more of the chumra it is. By Pesach, the longer you wait, the more of a kula it is. By Malicha, where the longer you wait, the more of a chumra it is. So the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah writes over here, the l'inyan Malicha, the shi'ura hu gamken k'dei shir hiluch mil, b'di'eved ein lahakel, elem kein shaha, chof dalid, o chof gimel minut, al kopanim. Wow. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that b'di'eved, even b'di'eved, by Malicha, l'chatchil, it's supposed to be an hour, says the Mishnah Berurah. But b'di'eved, he says, even b'di'eved, when the shear is a mil, he says, you can only be makel 23, 24 minutes as a mil. So that's a pretty, pretty big distinction. As the Gabe Hilchas Shabbos and the Gabe Hilchas Pesach, both Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch write a shear mil is 18 minutes. The Gabe Malicha, Bir Halacha says, not so fast. You can only be makel that a mil is 24 minutes. 24-minute mil. Now, that's a pretty big chumra. I mentioned before that the common shear is either 18 minutes or 22 and a half minutes. I guess when Mishnah Berurah says 23 minutes, he's probably working with a 22 and a half minute shear, more or less. But that just shows you the range of 18 minutes on the one end to 24 minutes on the other end. So getting back now to Hilchos Shabbos. So we said that the shear mill is 18 minutes. And the Gemara says, Rabba says, B'shem Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, that the length of Ben Hashmashos is Shlosha Chelke Mil, three quarters of a mil. So three quarters of 18 should give you 13 and a half minutes. 13 and a half minutes. Okay, fine. Problem is, you look now at the Gemara Psachim Daf Tzadi Dalad, and the Gemara Psachim says something very different. Gemara Psachim says, Meisver of Yehuda Omer, Ovio Shel Rakia, the thickness of the sky, which is a reference to how long it takes for the sun to rise and for the sun to set. Echa me'asar b'yom is one length, one tenth of the length of the day. The day, Rashi says, we're assuming, is from alos hashachar till tzeisa kochavim. Teda, how do you know this, says Rabbi Yehuda? Well, kama mahalach adam beinani b'yom, how much can an average person walk over the course of a day? Again, Rashi says, course of a day means alos to tzeis, dawn to night. Eser parsos, says the Gemara, 10 parsos, each parsa for a mil, total of 40 parsos, 40 mil. That's how much a person can walk the entire day from alos to tzeis. And says Rabbi Yehuda, ume alos hashachar ad hanetzachama arbas milin. From alos hashachar until sunrise is 4 mil length of time. Mishkiya sachama ba'atesekachavim arbas milin. Here's your key line. From shkia until tzeis is also 4 mil. Turns out, if you have 4 mil from alos to hanetzachama, 4 mil from shkia to tzeis hakochavim, that means you only have 32 mil left in between hanetzachama and shkia. And the four mil, says the Gemara, is one tenth of the entire length of the day. Okay, that's the Gemara here quoting Rabbi Yehuda. The problem being, of course, asks Tosfos, the obvious tira. Kashla ben Atam, what's going on? Asks Tosfos. The Besof Amem of Likin in Shabbos, we said, what's been Ashmashos from Shkia until so long as the horizon is red? And the Gemara concludes that means Tlasa Rive Mil, 3/4 of a mil. And here Rabbi Yehuda himself says that it's not 3/4 of a mil, but rather it's 4 mil. So the stira Tosfos asks is Rabbi Yehuda in Psachim Tzadi Dalet says from Shkia to Tzeis is 4 mil, which using the Ramah's shear of 18 minutes per mil gives you a total of 72 minutes from Shkia to Tzeis. Yet the Gemara Shabbos was very different. The Gemara Shabbos says only 3/4 of a mil from Shkia to Tzeis, only 13 and a half minutes. So it's a stira, and both Gemaras are within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosfos quotes Ben Atam, who answers V'yesh Lomar, Tahacha Ka'amar, Mitchilas Shkia, Dahainu Misha'a, Shemaschelas Hachamali Kanes Ba'obe Harakia. Here the Gemara is talking about in Pesachim, when the Gemara says it's 4 mil from sunset to Tzeis, that's talking about from what Tosfos called Tchilas Shkia, the beginning of the sunset, which we assume means as soon as the sun disappears below the horizon. What Tosfos calls as the sun starts its journey through the width of the heavens. So from that beginning, Tchilas Shkia, until night, that's 4 mil. The Gemara in Shabbos said 3/4 of a mil is the length of time from Misha Tishka Hachama until Tzeisa Kochavim. So Tosfos says that phrase in Shabbos, Misha Tishka Hachama, means from the conclusion of the sun-setting process. Misof Shkia, from the end of Shkia. And Tosfos says the same in Shabbos Lamed Hey. Here, V'om Ben Atam. Tahasa Mairi, there in Pesachim, which Gemara says is 4 mil Ben Ashmashos, that's Betchilas Shkia. Okay, here in Shabbos, 3/4 of a mil Ben Ashmashos is Misha Tishka, Misof Shkia. Acha Shanichin Sachama Be'ove Harakia, after the sun has set good and down in the depths of the sky. So you have here the famous Shittas Ben Atam, that when you're speaking of Misha Tishka Chama, that means Sof Shkia, the end of the Shkia process. From that point until nightfall is 3/4 of a mil, says Ben Atam. This, by the way, incidentally, is very relevant for Hilchos Chanukah, because when it comes to the Zman Hadlakas Neiros, the Gemara on Shabbos says the exact same phrase, Mitzvasa Misha Tishka Chama, from when the sun sets. And Ben Atam here has just told us that Misha Tishka Chama means Sof Shkia, from the end of Shkia, which means that according to Ben Atam, the Zman Hablaka of Neiros Chanukah is from the end of the Shkia process. So Tosa says, from the end of the Shkia process, Tol Tesek HaKavim is 3/4 mil, 13 and a half minutes. From the beginning of the sunset, Tchilas Shkia, which is what we call sunset, let's assume, until Tesek HaKavim, that is 4 mil, a total of 4 mil. So you have here Shita Rabban Tam, the famous Shita Rabban Tam, which is how the Shulchan Aruch, in fact, paskins, that from what we call sunset until Tzeisel Kochavim is 4 mil. If you work with the Ramah's measurement of the mil as 18 minutes, that means a total of 72 minutes from Shkia until Tzeisel Kochavim. And the Ben HaShemosh that the Gemara speaks of as being only 3/4 mil, oh, that's starting from the end of the Shkia process, the last 3/4 mil of that 4 mil length of time. That's your Ben HaShemashos. And this is how we find it here in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch. This comes up in Simen Reish Samach Aleph. Quick look over here. Simen Reish Samach Aleph. Here you have it. Reish Samach Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch talking about Reish Samach Aleph Sif Beis. Speaking about Tosefa Shabbos, says Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Omim Shet Sarach Lahosif Mechol Alakodesh. A mitzvah to be Mosif Mechol Alakodesh. And possibly mitzvah Daraisa. And the Shulchan Aruch says, what is the mitzvah of Tosefa Shabbos? To be Mosif Mechol Alakodesh. The zman for that Tosefes is Mitchilas Hashkia, from the beginning of Shkia, defined as She'ein Hashemesh Nearest Alaharitz. The sun has just dipped below the horizon. That's what we call sunset. Adzman Ben HaShemashos. The mitzvah of being Mosif begins by Shkia until Ben HaShemashos, which is, says the Shulchan Aruch, 3.25 mil. That's the span of time in which you can make Tosefa Shabbos. And then the Ben HaShemashos Shir, says Shulchan Aruch, is 3/4 mil. 3/4 mil. Okay, so you have here the Shulchan Aruch paskening like Rabbeinu Tam, that the zman to be Mosif Mechol HaLakodesh starts with what we call sunset, extends for a period of 3.25 mil, 58 and a half minutes, using the Ramah's calculation of the mil as 18 minutes. That's the time in which you can set aside Mechol HaLakodesh. And then the Ben HaShemashos period begins that last 3/4 mil, that last 13 and a half minutes before nightfall. So says Shulchan Aruch in line with the Ben Atam. And it seems as if the minhag of many Hasidic communities in Europe way back when was to follow Sakhla Shulchan Aruch, follow Ben Atam, which means, on the face of it, that they might have done Malacha on Friday for close to an hour after sunset. Because if you hold the Ben Atam, Ben HaShemashos only begins 58 and a half minutes after sunset. So it's Chol Gomor from sunset until 58 and a half minutes later, which means that they were, I guess, not driving their cars just yet back in the day, but they were riding their horse and buggy or doing whatever malacha they were doing for close to an hour after Shkia, after sunset. Also, presumably sheds light on their greater flexibility of Zmane Tfilas Mincha. If you end up any day in Bar Park in Eshtiva looking for a Meir of Minyan half an hour after Shkia, you're more likely to find a Mincha Minyan very often. Because if they're still working with that Rabbeinu Tam mindset, well, it's still Yom Gomer for 58 and a half minutes after Shkia. This is the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam and the Shitas Shulchan Aruch. And of course, the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Chav Gimel cites the Bir Hagra, famous Bir Hagra. Pull it up. Bir Hagra is Cholek on the Shulchan Aruch, and Bir Hagra. Where is our Bir Hagra? Let's get move away from the Hilchos Pesach for a moment. Bir Hagra right here tells us the following. Not looking at all of it right now. Not to worry. When's the next year, Penny? Penny, next year starts when?
Not
9:30. 9:30, not 9:15, right?
I'm probably not.
I think 9:30. Okay, well, we'll finish off soon. Okay. Biagra, after we saw the Shulchan Aruch, who passes like a benetam, says Biagra, because who the shita satosfas hanal. This is all tosfas. Abalesa, it's not true, Zak the Gra. Deim Kane, because according to a benetam, as we saw in Tosfos Psachim Sadi Dalin, Melos HaShachar Ad Hanetz, Shove Kemin Ashkia Atzeis. Benetam assumes that the amount of time between dawn and sunrise is the same as from sunset to Tzeis. Ube Emes Eino Kane, it's simply not so, Zak the Gra. And his famous words, Vakhush Makhish L'chol Roa. The reality proves it. Just go out and look, you'll see. That from Alosa Shachar, it's much longer to get to sunrise than it is for to get to Tzeis from Shkia. He says, and then in the northernmost countries, where dawn begins in the summer, in the middle of the night, he writes, well, you'll never even hit Tzeis HaKochavim. Right? You go to even London, but certainly northern England, Gateshead or Manchester, whatever is further north. There are days in June when you will never, ever get to that point of darkness of Tzeis HaKochavim. Rather, says the Gra, since HaKush Makhish, I mean, Tom simply does not fit the reality outside, must be Ben Hashmashos Maschil Mitchilas Hashkia Tekef. Ben Hashmashos begins immediately with the beginning of Shkia, says the Gra. Like the Gemara in Shabbos, we had initially said, implies. And it extends from the beginning of Shkia for 3/4 of a mil. And here are key words that the Biagra adds in. The Ofek Bavel, this is all true with regard to the latitude, the horizon of Bavel, Bizman Tekufas Nisan. Also, during the period of Nisan and Tishrei, spring and autumn. Am I still clear? I got a unstable internet sign. You guys still hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And says the Biagra, when Shkia begins, that's already Ben Hashmashos. He says the words Mishatishkacham means the beginning of Shkia. So 3/4 of a mil from the beginning of Shkia, that's your Ben Hashmashos, provided that's only in Bavel, where the Gemara was written, during the spring and autumn, when day and night are more or less... I'm sorry? Say again? I missed you. Okay, so this is Dafka Bizman Tkufas Nisan and Tishrei, spring and autumn, more or less day and night are more or less equivalent, in the Ofek of Bavel. So writes the Bir Hagra, and that's when Shkia immediately is followed by Ben Hashmashos for 3/4 of a mil. Okay, this is the famous Shitas Hagra. And with regard to the Gemara Psachim, says the Gra, near the Lokasha Klal, that's not Shver, Ki Vadai Sheyetzias HaKochavim Ubiasan Shavin. The Gemara there is equating the emergence of all the stars at night and the amount of time it takes to get to that point with the emergence of all the light in the morning. He says, Seisa kochavim de psachim means kol hakochavim. You won't see all the stars until it's night. That's what the Gemara means in psachim. That for all the suns to come out, for all the stars to come out, I should say, for all the stars to come out, takes 4 mil. But for nightfall, which is only 3 kochavim beinanim, that's only 3/4 of a mil. So writes the Bir Hagra. So what's very important here is that whereas Ben Atam says you must wait for from Shkia until Tzeis, a total of 4 mil, and Ben Hashmashos is only the last 13 and a half minutes of those 72 minutes. The Gra says, no, Ben Hashmashos begins right away at Shkia, extends for 13 and a half minutes, and then comes Tzeis HaKochavim immediately thereafter. But he adds the important critical point that this is only true for the spring and autumn in the Ofek of Bavel. And the Bir Halacha in Reish Samach Aleph actually speaks about this. This is important as well. Bialacha writes, and we'll conclude with this. Bialacha says that within the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, says the Bir Alacha, it's Machlokas Achronim. Says the Prima Gadim says that when the Shulchan Aruch says you must wait 72 minutes from Shkia until Seis, that's 72 minutes all year round. 72 minutes, says Prima Gadim. However, says the Bir Alacha, and Sefer Minchas Kohen, he paskins that even according to Ben Otam, the 4 mil, it depends on the season. In the summer, when days are longer, you've got to wait longer. And like the Gruss said, the Gemara, which spoke of Tzeis HaKachachim, was speaking dafk about Zman, Nisan, and Tishrei. That's it. But the rest of the year, it changes. It changes. So this that the Gruss said, that the shear of Tzeis HaKachachim found in the Gemara is dafka for Nisan and Tishrei, is dafka for Nisan and Tishrei, within the Rabbeinu Tam, it's a machlokes, Prima Gadim, and Minchas Kohen, whether that is so or not. Prima Gadim says Rabbeinu Tam holds 72 minutes a year round. Minchas Kohen says no, even the 72 minutes is only for Nisan and Tishrei. But you're in the summer and days are longer, you've got to wait longer. You've got to wait longer. And that, of course, is a significant discussion because the Bir Mishnah Berurah paskins the halacha that the shear of Gimel Rivei Mill changes based on time of year, meaning it's longer in the summer, shorter in the winter. And it also changes based on location, meaning the further north from the equator you go, the longer you have to wait, says the Mishnah Berurah. So this is a source of interesting discussion. Well, how do you calculate exactly how long to wait if you are further north and if you are in the summer and you're assuming like the Mishnah Berurah's psak, that the din of Gimel Rivei Mil or Dalad Mil is dafka for the Ofik of Bava and dafka for Tekuvas Nisan V'Tishrei. So posting to discuss how to make that accommodation to accommodate for the summer days that are longer and for the northernmost countries that are further north. Okay, so we'll leave that perhaps for a different time. Wish you all well. Yeshikov for joining. Shalom Aleichem Rav Leshem. It's good to see you. It's been a while.
Okay.
And wish everyone a good evening. I have to now, you're still the host. You'll sign someone else the host. I'm just leaving now. I have to stop my recording first. Got to stop the recording. Hold on, stop recording. Stop recording, okay?